Okay, cowboys. And cowgirl, we need to ride the most faithful horsey a cowboy ever had. Even if he is a dog. Hey, Spike! Come on, boy! Oh, Spike must have not heard me.
Oh, your doggy really loves you, too.
Your doggy, Tommy.
He is my doggy, Phil.
You got to share stuff with your brother, Tommy. It's the law. Really, he shares everything, not them.
Hey, give me some of that waffle, Philip.
Nuh-uh, Lillian, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten since the last time I ate it.
Well, I'm not cheering Spike.
But, Tommy, don't you remember all the talks your mommy and daddy had with you about sharing stuff with Dill?
I shared a lot of stuff, Chucky. I gotta have something to call my own, and Spike's it. Besides, Dill's got lots of new toys and stuff to play with. Only big babies needs pets.
That's the dumbest thing you ever said, Tommy. Every kid needs a pet. Even stupid drooling babies. I got Fluffy. Phil and Lil's got turtles.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah. But now they got goldfish and...
Not anymore.
Anyways, kids are supposed to have something fuzzy that'll love them, no matter what they do to it. Fluffy makes me so happy. Oops, I'm supposed to feed her. Oh, well. Anyways, kids need pets.
But I don't have a pet, Angelica. Not since my bug Melville.
My point exactly. You're a mess.
Gee, maybe Dill does need a pet to love him too.
So you gonna share Spike with Dill?
I got an even better idea. We got to find Dill his own pet. Something that's as good as Spike. Let's think. Spike's always there when I need him. And isn't scared of nothing, and's always ready to have adventures.
Well, I think the bestest pet is someone who doesn't mind if you just want to sit and talk.
Yep. Phil and Lil, got any ideas?
We can get you.
Still, Lipschitz says that with another baby in the family, your first child often experiences jealousy, possessiveness, and a dramatic unwillingness to share. Guess our Tommy's the exception to the rule. Look how he loves to share with his brother.
Of course he does, Deed. He's a Pickles, isn't he? We come from a long line of generous, giving people.
Hey, bro. Mind if I borrow your weed whacker for a few hours?
Are you insane? It's brand new! Get your own, Drew.
Now, Dilly, it's your new pet.
What a way to go.
At least he didn't get for lost.
Maybe you should just share Spike, Tommy.
No, never!
Gee, Tommy, I never saw you like this before.
I don't think I ever felt like this before, Chucky.
If only we could find another Spike. Someone who likes to play and dig
and get dirty and eat bugs. And they can just be kind of disgusting.
Wait a minute. That sounds just like Phil and Lil.
Yeah!
You'd be great pets for Dill.
How nice that you're all playing with baby Dill. We'll be right back.
Quick, you guys. You got to watch Spike and copy everything he does.
Thank you.
my turn to use the skis.
Well, you won't have time. You'll be way too busy weed whacking.
Here comes Dill, Tommy. You think Phil and Lil are ready?
Yep. Come, Phil. Come, Lil.
I brought applesauce and muffins for everyone. Have fun, kids.
Okay, guys, it's time for you to be Dill's doggies.
Well, I don't gotta do that.
It's my turn, Fender.
Mine, Lillian.
I'm the best doggy.
I'm not.
I too.
Let's follow.
Guys, wait! Oh, now Dill still doesn't got the pet. Nice, bud.
Well, Tommy, I guess there's only one pet left for Dill.
You're right, Chucky. That's a great idea.
Thanks. What idea?
You being Dill's doggy.
Oh, yeah.
What? Me? But what if Dill tries to pull my head off or yank out my stuff in her gutses or whatever else I got in there, huh?
Come on, Chucky. You're my lastest chance. Just till I find something else.
Oh. Okay, Tommy.
What's the matter, Chucky? Your big boy pants creeping up on you again?
I'm wagging my tail.
Oh, good boy. Okay, now you got to practice riding the baby on your back like Spike does. Let's go.
This is chilly.
Hey, you!
Let go of me, you yucky baby!
Hey, Angelica, that's Dill's. You leave it alone.
Who's gonna make me?
Hey, stop it, you stupid flea market!
Look! Spike's trying to save Dill from Angelica! We got to help! Hurry, Chucky!
Well, I still got mine!
You dumb babies that have your dumb dog around all the time.
Well, I still got mine too, and I'm sharing it with Dill.
Look how generous Tommy is. There's not a possessive bone in his little body. Who says brothers don't get along?
And you can just forget about that condo we booked in the desert.
But that was to watch the lunar eclipse. We were going to share expenses.
Tell you what. How about we share this?
Hey, Tommy, what pet are we going to get Dill next?
Well, seeing as there's no pet better for any baby than Spike, I'm going to share him.
Something wrong with me, Thomas.
Don't you wish?
Nope. The Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and winter solstice are coming, but I'm not happy. I just don't understand Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and winter solstice, I guess. I like getting presents, sending cards, and decorating trees, and spinning dreidels, and eating chocolate money, and having a harvest feast, and rushing for...
decorations.
Okay, guys, I got a tree, a menorah, and cord. But I still got one question. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Winter Solstice is all about?
Hey, man, there's no need to yell. Sure, Jackie Finster, I can tell you. Lights, please. And there were, in the same country, people of all different backgrounds, beliefs, and cultures. When, lo, this shall be unto you a time of joy, peace on earth, and goodwill towards peoples.
Yeah, blockhead! It's about the presents! Lots of presents!
Yay! Presents!
Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Winter Solstice, Jackie Finster!
The Jackie Finster Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa Winter Solstice Special has been brought to you by Dork Krabby Mint Patties.
When I bite into a Dork Krabby Mint Patty, I get the sensation of swimming in money. Piles and piles of it.
My mouth hasn't worked this hard since I tried Howard's homemade peanut brittle.
Oh, it's for a good cause, Betty. Sheila Swan promises to run a fair race and work hard for the people if she gets elected. We need a mayor like her.
Come on,
someday Cynthia's going to be mayor, Susie, and then your dumb dolls will have to do everything she says.
Not if my dummy bear gets to be mayor first.
Thank you for supporting me through this exciting campaign. I'd especially like to thank my campaign manager for all of her invaluable help. It's been a tough race, and you can be sure if I'm elected mayor, I'll be a leader who reaches out and helps all people.
Wow, that mayor lady sounds nice. Maybe someday I could be a leader of peoples just like her.
Actually, you're kind of the leader of us, Tommy.
You like to help people.
Hey, maybe I'm already a mayor.
Yeah, Tommy, you're our mayor.
Yay!
What are you babies clapping and yelling about?
Guess what, Angelica? Tommy's the mayor of us.
Oh, brother, you can't just be the mayor. You gotta be elected before you can be one.
I said elected.
Angelica means you gotta be picked to be mayor.
Okay, then I pick Tommy.
Tommy, no!
Kind of funny.
No. That's not how an election works. You got to have two peoples who wants to be a mayor. Then you run a race. Now, which one of you babies is going to go up against old Baldy? Who's the best candidate? Too scary to be mayor. Too disgusting to be mayor.
Head.
Ick! Okay, one of you two. Whichever one of you is less disgusting. You're good enough.
Angelica, if you're gonna help with Phil, I'm gonna help Tommy be the mayor.
Ha! Go right ahead. But you're wasting your time, Carmichael. Now that I'm running things, the bald kid doesn't stand a chance.
We'll see about that, Angelica. Let's start the race.
Phil can be the finish line. Baby oil.
On your markers, get set, go!
Go, Tommy, go, Phil! Go, Santa Phil!
I'm gonna bash you, Tommy! No, you're not!
Angelica, Tommy fell.
Not my fault if you have a slippery candidate.
Well, I guess you gets to be mayor, Phil.
Yeah, but you got to have fun in that slippery, gooey stuff.
Wait a minute. Angelica, you squirted this so Tommy would fall. Tommy's still in the race.
Fine, then no more running. It's time for the candidates to meet the peoples.
Look, if you want to be mayor, the first thing you gotta do is kiss a bunch of babies.
What are you doing, Philip?
Babies, babies, babies! I'm so sorry. My candidate thought you liked big slobbery kisses from a disgusting, handsome baby. Don't worry, that won't ever happen again.
Should I kiss something too, Susie?
That's okay, Tommy. All you really need to do is tell what you're gonna do if you're the mayor.
Tommy and Phil both have to stand up like that lady on the TV and talk to the babies.
Hello. I'm Tommy Pickles. And if I'm elected mayor, I would keep all clowns away from Chucky.
Thanks, Tommy.
And for Dill, I would make sure there's a binky in every room. And I give Phil and Lil a nice worm to go with their lunch, if that isn't what they're already having for lunch.
Okay, speech is over. You're hogging up the place. Come here, Phil.
Good job, Tommy.
Hi, Phil.
Yeah, just get to the promises.
I promise if you lick me, I will...
Get better toys.
Get better boys.
Ooh. Toys, toys!
And toys! I'll get you better toys!
That's good!
That's good.
Tell them you'll get them cake anytime they want it.
I'll get you cake anytime you want it.
And no more babies!
Really? And no more babies!
Yay!
Wow, I'm good.
So, looks like everyone likes my candidate best.
But Angelica, Phil can't promise stuff like that.
You knows that, and I knows that, but you think the voting babies know that? Nice work, DeVille. Thanks to me, you're about to be the mayor around here. Now, let's see who can chop down a tree.
How come, Angelica?
Because that's what George Washing Machine did.
Angelica's mom read us a story that said George Washing Machine cut down a cherry tree and then told his father what he did because he couldn't tell a lie. People choose him for president because he always told the truth.
Boy, guess Angelica's never gonna be president.
Here, get chopping.
That tree didn't even move a little. Your turn, Tommy.
Chop it down. This is my favorite tree. Oh, this is the first tree I ever sawed. And it was the first tree that Chucky ever walked into.
Yeah.
And it's the first tree that ever made a whole lot of leaves. And we piled them up and jumped in them. You guys, if cutting down this tree is what I have to do to be mayor, then I don't want to be mayor.
Jesus!
Yeah. Oh, this is good job.
Now who do the peoples like best, Angelica?
Yeah, let's just vote. Okay, move it along, Lil. We got lots of foreign babies waiting to vote. For Phil. Thanks for voting. Don't forget, Tommy. Shorter naps, better toys, softer diapers, pudding every day.
Angelica, you can't talk to the voters when they're voting.
Now, don't do anything stupid to Phil.
Angelica! Hey!
I got him! Phil, Phil and
Gimme those! Angelica, you can't even read these. They're just a bunch of scribbles.
That looks just like Phil.
Okay, we're going to have to ask everyone who they voted for.
Phil, who did you vote for?
Me.
I knew it! We're winning!
Tommy, who did you vote for?
Me. Sorry, Phil.
That's okay. I almost voted for you, too. Except Angelica said she'd squish me like a bug.
Lil, I voted for Phil, because he promised me a dead roly-poly he found in his pocket.
Chucky?
Tommy?
Thanks a lot, Finster.
Does that mean Tommy wins?
Nope. There's two people for Phil and two people for Tommy.
I vote for Phil, so Phil wins.
And I vote for Tommy, so it's a tie.
What do we do?
Well, I guess that's it.
No, it's not over yet. Where's Dill? Okay, Dill, here's the deal. You want Tommy to be mayor or a cute little filly, really?
Goo. Who's that?
Phil likes goo.
That's right. Phil wins.
That's not fair, Angelica. Dill, who do you vote for? Phil or Tommy?
You guys, Dill doesn't want to pick because he doesn't want to make me or Phil sad. Dilly, it's okay. We won't be sad. We'd both be good mayors.
Just practice for the real race. I'm going back to my first idea. Cynthia for mayor.
Yeah, she can lose to my dummy bear.
Who's gonna vote for that smelly old toy?
Sorry you lost, Phil. That's okay, Tommy. I don't know where I was gonna get all that cake anyway. Maybe we should all just be mayor. We all like to help each other. And then, maybe after that George washing machine guy is done being president, all of us could be president.